What a pretty little plaything last night's storm has tossed up on my beach. Easy, girl, the ocean spared you. I fear your shipmates were not as fortunate. The waters here, the very rocks themselves, are hungry. Everything here is hungry. I'm surprised you survived your ship breaking up. Ah, you were swept overboard. Clever girl, stripping down to your silks and stockings probably saved your life. The weight of those heavy skirts and stiff, sensible shoes would have pulled you down to your doom. And it was lucky you found this piece of wreckage to cling to. It carried you through the gale and brought you halfway across the sands. Right to me. Sit up slowly. Good girl. Get your bearings. Yes, it does look peaceful now, doesn't it? My beach is always beautiful after a storm. The sky scrubbed clean. The sand smooth and damp and sparkling in the sun. The boom and burst of the surf, like the slow, satiated heartbeat of the world. Me? Oh, I live close by. The sea and I are friends. Desolation suits us both, and the sea provides for me. Driftwood for my fire, shells and feathers to adorn myself, and now it has given me a pretty little poppet to play with. And you are so very pretty. All silky and white in your underthings, your hair a wild tangle, your skin sugared by the sand. Oh, you blush. I forget how you ladies today deny yourselves. You wrap your bodies tight in corsets and layers of linen, like too much butcher's paper wound about a fine joint of meat. How is my cloak any different? Oh, girl, my cloak is all feathers, bright as a sunrise, light as air. And underneath, I'm naked. Don't look so shocked. Am I not beautiful? My skin pale as sea foam, my eyes green as the deeps, my teeth sharp as heartbreak. Oh, you scamper back so quick, but where do you think you'll go? There's nothing out there but surf, and the sand, of course. You're caught, girl, caught between the sea and a siren. Let me unfurl this cloak, my gorgeous wings, so you can revel in my flawless shape. My song might drive sailors onto the rock, but it is this body that drives them to lust and madness. And then I use these teeth to turn their red passion into red meat. Oh, brave girl, yes. Snatch up that spar of wood. Swing! Swing again. Yes. You'll never land a blow. Warriors and wizards down through the ages have sought to destroy me. Their bones rest in mounds at the mouth of my lair. I salt the sea with their teeth to keep the waves hungry. Everything here is hungry. But they came with spears and swords and spells. They came protected by armor and arcane words. Their ears stopped with wax as if ignoring my voice would render me powerless. They came with their minds drunk on fantasies of breaking me. They promised to give no quarter and deserved none in return. But you... Perhaps it's just desperation that makes you fight, but you, my stocking-footed girl, seem braver by half. Perhaps you deserve a chance. Do you see those rocks down there on the beach, rising out of the sand? If you can reach them, I'll grant you safe passage to the Imperial Road. It's half a day's walk over the dunes. I'll even give you a head start. As a predator, I do love the chase. Can you outrace my wings? Ready? Run. Oh, so quick. 5, 4, 3. You're halfway. Run. 2, 1. Here I come, Poppet. 2 beats of my wings and I'm above you. No, keep going. You're close to the rocks. Why do you suddenly falter? Is it despair that saps your speed? No? Then what? What slows you? Is it the sand? Ooh, it's turned wet. The hard pack softening to a thick honey. Look how it grips your feet, sucking at them like some giant leech. I did warn you. Everything here is hungry. These quicksands you've run into, perhaps the most of all. Oh, yes, girl. Quicksands! Look how the beach quivers with your every step. No, don't stop. You're in too far to turn back. The rocks are your only salvation. If you stop, the sands will ooze over your pretty little stocking feet and hold you fast like glue. So keep going. Yes, pull that 1 foot loose even as the other sinks deeper. Take a step. Take a step. Now hurry. Wrench the other one loose. Ooh, the sand is so heavy, so sticky. Take another step quickly before your first foot is caught. You're blundered into a trap, girl. You have to keep moving. Pry that foot free and step. Step. The rocks are almost in reach. Almost. Are those tears? Save them. You can water the rocks when you reach them. If you reach them, your struggles are churning up the sands, making them even softer, like gum, like paste. With every step, you ooze in over your ankles now. The sand is so loose when you press a foot down upon it, but syrupy thick when you try to pull free. Your steps away from the rocks. Just a little further. Pull. Pull. No. Try the other foot. Hurry. Yank it loose. You can't. You're stuck. Stuck. And helpless. Sinking deeper. Ankles to shins. Shins to knees, in pudding soft sand. Oh, don't struggle now. You'll just... There, you see, you'll just sink faster. If you stay still, perfectly still, we'll have a little time to play. Look at me, girl, as I perch here upon your rocks, my wings folded back like an angel in a painting, but my body sculpted by demons, my nipples stiff as sin, my cunt wet at the sight of you there, trapped. Oh, how that fires me. You see, I run a finger across my cunt and it comes away glistening. Would you like a taste? Here, this is 1 bead of my juices trembling on the tip of my finger.
I'll come down the rocks to the edge of the sand. You're up to your thighs now.
So I'll crouch extend my hand, my finger, one drop like the perfect pearl of dew. Oh, you recoil and sink your hips. Steady, Poppet. I see you shifting from side to side, searching for a bottom. But there's nothing beneath those pretty stocking feet but more thick, gripping sand. Do what I say, girl, or sink away. So, lean forward. Good. Let me paint your lips with this drop of my magic. Salty, aren't I? Like the sea. Like the tide, is it? There it is. Like the tide crashing through you. Like lightning on a clear day. One drop of my essence and you taste it all. My endless aching arousal. My lust vast and wet as the ocean. Look at you squirm and grind yourself against the sands, groping at your breasts like a sailor in a bayside brothel. Wicked girl, you just can't help yourself, can you? But the sand is no hard cock, no nimble finger or adoring tongue. You'll sink out of sight before you can make yourself come.
You could use your hands, I suppose.
But then they'd be trapped, your fate sealed. Poor Poppet, racked by a demon's lust, with no way to satisfy yourself.
There's a storm inside you.
Trapped just as surely as you're trapped by those sands. You have two choices. You must remain perfectly still and try to resist the storm, and it will only get worse. Or you must finger-fuck that rosy little cunt of yours and hope to climax before you sink out of sight.
This is how we demons play. The gods pit you humans against one another. We demons pit humans against themselves. You're trapped between a devil and a deep blue need. Of course, there is one other alternative. I could save you. All you need to do is ask. Just say, please, please, oh yes, beg. Beg me, Poppet. Beg me, and I'll spread my wings like this. Hover above you. Wrap my legs around you like so. Press my cunt to your tear-stained face. Drink me, girl. Drink me. Drown in my juices or drown in the sand. Yes. Yes, get that pretty little tongue inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, there. You've some witchcraft in that tongue, girl. Oh, yes, plunge your hand into the sand, into your stockings, into your slit. I'll hold you up, at least until... Oh, goodness. Oh, a woman's tongue is a gift. Let me take fistfuls of your hair, grind your lips against my lips. Oh, your whimpers are sweet. I feel you quiver, girl. I feel your pleasure rolling through you like thunder. You're getting close. Tongue fuck me, girl. Tongue fuck me deep. Let me oil your face with my cunt. Moan, chunk, scream. Tongue fuck me. Tongue fuck me. Yes. Tongue fuck me. Oh.
Oh, Poppet, look up at me, your face dripping, your lips slick, your eyes dull with satisfaction, the sand licking at your tits. If I let you go, you'd sink away. I'm not sure you'd care, at least not until the sand oozed over your lips and pressed them shut like a warm, wet hand, and the grains tickled your nose. Oh, is that fear lighting in your eyes? You're going to make me come again, Poppet. Which is an excellent idea. Wrap your free arm around my hips. Take a tight grip. I'm going to try to fly you free of that sand. Ooh, such a sticky grip, but yes, yes, here you come. Grab on with your other hand now. Kick your feet loose. That's it. Let me carry you to the top of the rocks. Yes, they are surrounded by the sands. An island in a sea of softness. No escape. But there is a little cave there that you can shelter, and a hollow full of rainwater from last night's storm. I'll bring you food and fire and shells and feathers to adorn yourself. Oh, my pretty little Poppet, don't whimper. In time, you'll learn to appreciate the beauty of desolation as I do. That's not it? You feel my lust rising in you again. You've drunk so deep of me, you'll never be free of it. Let me lie back and spread my legs for you. Come, latch your mouth upon me again. Pay homage to me with your tongue. So quick, so eager. I did tell you, girl, everything here is hungry. Oh.